This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Hulk Hogan has died at the age of 71. Medics called to his home in Florida early yesterday morning for what's called in as a cardiac arrest. Hogan inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame in 2005. The iconic look, the history, the checkered past. Hulk Hogan dead at 1979. This was his debut, dead at the age of 71. His debut back in 1979. The torn shirts, Hulkamania. A fixture for years, facing everyone from Andre the Giant to Randy Savage to The Rock. Hogan was a celebrity outside of the wrestling world, appearing in numerous movies, television shows, the courtroom, including a reality show about his life on VH1, Hogan Knows Best. Hogan's public persona transcended the ring, making him a household name, appeared in numerous movies, including Rocky back in 1982, where he played Thunder Lips, who took on Stallone's Rocky way back when. Hulk Hogan dead at 71. Another passing to announce. Chuck Mangione, jazz musician, Western New York native, has died at the age of 84. His song Feels So Good in the 1970s was one of the biggest pop jazz instrumental crossover hits of all time. Got to number 4 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. A jazz pop instrumental hitting the charts so hot way back when. 2-time Grammy winner, and again, Western New Yorker. Also played himself on King of the Hill, the Fox series. So There it is. Chuck Mangione passing away. That HR boss caught up in the Coldplay scandal. You know the CEO resigned. Well, finally, Kristen Cabot, the head of HR at Astronomer, resigned after being caught up in the Coldplay cuddling video. So both are married to others. She's married into some wealth. Like billion wealth. I guess she'll be fine. Anyhow, Andy Byron stepped down first. Now Cabot is out too. The scandal sparked a whole lot of chatter last week. Astronomer's co-founder is now running the company. Not a publicly traded company, so not really a stock issue at this point. Fantastic Four hits theaters this weekend. The retro futuristic adventure brings together a lot of stars. And the MCU is going to be buzzing this weekend. Should make around $110 million at the box office. And finally, this morning, we hear from training camp Jimbo James Cook. Still talking to the Bills.
I mean, we have talks. I'm never going to give up. I mean, I deserve what I want, what I need, and it's going to eventually happen.
James has been the focus of what's up with your contract talk a lot, and he's ready to earn the money.
It's my job. You know, I got to participate so I won't get fined. And just come out here and just show them that I'm ready to go and earn what I got to go get.
Jimbo has no regrets.
No, I don't regret nothing I did. Whatever I did it. And it's behind us.
James Cook at training camp.
So he's at training camp with no contract?
No, he has a contract. He just wants to renegotiate it a year earlier. Because you remember, they're not fully guaranteed contracts. So, you know, God forbid you get hurt, he's a free agent after this season, but, you know, if he got a serious knee injury, it would cut his market value. So he wants to get his money
out. He'd like to lock it in the event that something bad happens, like a bad knee injury or something.
Lock it in now. Yeah.
I get the reason that he wants to renegotiate his contract early, but that's the good side of it. I mean, you know, they get a lot of money and then the teams, you know, get like a length of a contract and then they don't have to have that
I don't have a problem with the guy looking out for himself. It's just, you know, I mean.
No, I get that. It has been a bit of a distraction, though, because there's no immediate need other than his desire to work it out.
The Bills have done it with other players, though. Correct. So he's like, well, where's mine? And, you know, he's probably not going to get what he wants here. So he'll just play it out and leave.
I guess.
You think?
Oh, yeah. You can't pay everybody. He wants $15 million a year. That's what Saquon Barkley makes, okay? And he's not Saquon Barkley.
Okay.
So my point is he's not. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, that was the big chatter training camp yesterday. That and the heat. 6:20 is the time. You're waking up with Kiss 98.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.